And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 2nd of June, 2025. It's the birthday of Stephen Harned, born on this day in 1945. Stephen Harned is professor of cognitive science at University of Quebec in Montreal and University of Southampton. His research is on category learning, language evolution, consciousness, open access, and the other mind's problem. He writes, "We cohabit the planet with other species, most of them very different from our own, and none of them able to talk. Inferring whether and what they feel is important not only for scientific, but also for ethical reasons, because where feelings are felt, they can also be hurt." Harned is becoming increasingly active in the problems of animal welfare, animal rights, and animal law. Stephen Harned says he is not carnivorous because he is, quote, not a psychopath. He continues, "If you eat meat, it is certainly not because meat is necessary for your survival or for your health. It is in order to pursue a goal that is to your liking, regardless of the gratuitous misery thus imposed upon other living, suffering beings. I, for one, have for a long time taken great care not letting myself be touched by the situation. I claimed I did not want to know. But once you know, the only way out of guilt is to change your eating habits." The publication of Leo Tolstoy, A Vegetarian's Tale, Tolstoy's Family Vegetarian Recipes Adapted for the Modern Kitchen, by S. Pavlenko, was on this day in 2016. Learn the recipes of one of history's most famous writers and vegetarians. Leo Tolstoy was a trendsetter. He was one of the most important and prolific writers of his time, and he was one of the first widely known vegetarians. Though a meat eater early in life, by the time he turned 50, he'd decided it was immoral for someone to kill on his behalf just so he could enjoy a slab of beef for lunch. Because of the time in which he lived, it was up to him, and particularly his lovely wife Sophia, to create recipes that would both taste good and keep him healthy. Now, for the first time ever, Tolstoy's mouth-watering, meat-free meals have been collected in Leo Tolstoy, A Vegetarian's Tale, Sophia Tolstoy's 1874 cookery book, which was compiled for her by her brother from her diaries, provides a rich tapestry of the Tolstoy's family dining habits. The recipes include family specialties you can't find anywhere else, such as Tolstoy's herbal liqueur. Many of the original versions of the recipes lacked exact descriptions of ingredients and cooking times, but the recipes were edited by chef de cuisine at some of Moscow's best fine dining restaurants to insert the missing elements to make the meals you prepare as delicious as possible. So whether you're looking for a modern revision on a classic or the original recipe right from the 1800s, you're guaranteed to find a meal you love. The book contains not only original recipes from Tolstoy and his family, it also includes diary entries written by his wife Sophia, his children, and others who stayed at his estate. These fascinating passages help illuminate the famous writer's day-to-day life. If you're a Tolstoy fan, then this book is a revealing must-have that sheds new light on this writer's life. And here are a few Tolstoy quotes for today. "If a man's aspirations towards a righteous life are serious, if he earnestly and sincerely seeks a righteous life, his first act of abstinence is from animal food, because it is plainly immoral, as it requires an act contrary to moral feeling, i.e. killing, and is called forth only by greed. It is horrible. It is not only the suffering and the death of the animals that is horrible, but the fact that the man, without any need for doing so, crushes his lofty feeling of sympathy and mercy for living creatures and does violence to himself so that he may be cruel. The progress of the movement should cause especial joy to those whose life lies in the effort to bring about the kingdom of God on earth, because it is a sign that the aspiration of mankind towards moral perfection is serious and sincere." A man can live and be healthy without killing animals for food. Therefore, if he eats meat, he participates in taking animal life merely for the sake of his appetite, and to act so is immoral. What I think about vivisection is that if people admit that they have the right to take or endanger the life of living beings for the benefit of many, there will be no limit for their cruelty. As long as there are slaughterhouses, there will always be battlefields. A few quotes from Leo Tolstoy. This has been the Vegan's Almanac for today, with the reminder that our best traits are sympathy and mercy.